These are private text messages. We shouldn't have even seen them in the first place. It's disgusting and it's offensive and degrading to real sex trafficking victims to call Janelle the smell of victim. I actually took down a real sex trafficking ring 16 years ago in 2008 in South Carolina with one of our booze accounts that was running girls in a van, packing them in a van. I got my boys and the sheriff's department in Richland County. We took them down. Those are real victims. A chick living in a posh penthouse. You see all the gifts she was getting from Vince in addition to the million smackers. Listen, you office slut, Janelle the smell. You're not a victim, honey. You're not a victim, and it's disgusting to clog our court system up with this shit, pun intended.
The following podcast is a Carolina Boys production. Welcome back to Crime and Entertainment. I have my old pal, Matt Granahan. He's been on Crime and Entertainment quite a bit and has made a living around the wrestling world and professional fighters and shoot fighters and UFC fighting and all of that good stuff. And he brought his 2 cents to the Vince McMahon scandal. That's right, old Vinnie Mac has been in the news here lately of some sex trafficking allegations. Those are some serious allegations. Some text messages has made their way to the general public, which you heard Matt referring to. And Matt really lays out his opinions on this. And I can't say as I'm too far off, maybe not quite as colorful as the King of Connecticut is, but I'm definitely in agreement with some of the stuff that he was saying. I want to get your thoughts on it, folks. Before you chime in, listen to this episode with myself and the King of Connecticut, Matt Granamaniac. The suntan Superman, as he calls himself. And let us know what you think in the comments here about old Vinnie Mac. Listen to this here on Crime and Entertainment. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Crime and Entertainment. We have a very interesting guest here. This guy's been shrouded in controversy and allegations the last few days. Please welcome Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Hollywood, if you want to advance, you've got to take off your pants.
What is
you
going
know,
on,
Hollywood? I see Dana White slap, and I've started my own league. Crap. Our first event is going to be held in Cleveland at the new Steamer Event Center. Janelle, you hear about this, Janelle? Janelle, Chief J. Strongbow, he's going to kidnap you. He's going to bring you back to the reservation. He's going to violate you with his tomahawk. And then we're going to pass you around like the peace pipe, Janelle. Janelle, you've got no chance in hell.
That was a pretty damn good impersonation, pal. If anybody does not really have a clue what we're talking about here, Vincent Kennedy McMahon, former CEO, and I guess you would say founder of WWE, WWF, has recently been in the headlines for some allegations made by a young lady named Janelle Grant. Do you know
I want to correct you. Her full name is Janelle Bukkake Grant.
Do you know how old she is, really?
I don't know. I never looked at her driver's license, but I looked at everything else. Upside down and sideways.
Are you familiar with how this meeting supposedly took place? The original meeting?
Well, yeah. So in all seriousness, I mean, this Janelle Bukkake Grant, Janelle the smell, whatever you want to call her, She is clearly a willing participant here. Let's cut through the bullshit. You know, I think that Vince McMahon, I want to reach out to him and tell him I'm going to write an updated version of the Harper Valley PTA song for him with all these guys coming out of the woodwork. I mean, like Jeff Jarrett, like he was a choir boy when he was fucking Kurt Angle's wife in TNA, you know, Eric Bischoff. You know, Stephanie Beller's Gorgeous George tells a story in the book I wrote with her. It's in the manuscript about how when she was at Bischoff's house and he and his wife were swingers and DDP was getting the push. And he tried to put the move on Steph, and the macho man Randy Savage wasn't having that, and it got real hairy. And now you get Eric Bischoff saying he might want to leave the pro wrestling, the industry completely, because he's so offended. Give me a break. These are private text messages. We shouldn't have even seen them in the first place. It's disgusting and it's offensive and degrading to real sex trafficking victims to call Janelle the smell of victim. I actually took down a real sex trafficking ring 16 years ago in 2008 in South Carolina with one of our booze accounts that was running girls in a van, packing them in a van. I got my boys and the sheriff's department in Richland County. We took them down. Those are real victims. A chick living in a posh penthouse. You see all the gifts she was getting from Vince?
Yeah.
And addicted to the million smackers. Listen, you office slut, Janelle the smell. You're not a victim, honey. Oh, you're not a victim. And it's disgusting to clog our court system up with this shit, pun intended.
Okay, so you're saying that your take on this whole thing is she knew exactly what she was doing. There was no sex trafficking. And I think the sex trafficking comes into play because that was what really stuck out to me when I seen this. And I'm like, wait a minute, what exactly are they accusing him of doing? And then when I dive into it, the trafficking part comes in to where if he facilitates her to have a sexual relationship with someone and he sets up the time, place, and all that,
that actually is
considered sex trafficking.
Bro, let me stop you right there. I was in the booze business for more than a quarter century. I still am involved in importation and distribution. And let me tell you something. It goes on all the time in that industry, whether you're on the supplier side and you got a chick who's working with one of your top distributors and they're all banging her. She's into it and she's getting showered with money and gifts. Or if you're a distributor and you got a putana that's working for you as a promo girl and the accounts are all banging her. This shit goes on. We're fucking men. Let's stop being fucking pussies and let's stop the double talk. God damn it. Vince McMahon was, and Vince is a kinky motherfucker, but I don't think he even turned the Janelle the smell out. I think she was a freak before he ever got to her.
I mean, Vince is, there's some off the wall shit in some of these text messages. Dear God, we can't really repeat some of them.
Yeah, but it's private, bro. It's private. Let's be real, man.
Well, yeah,
it's
but private. Do you think he's able to pull some of this shit off? I mean, Vince is in his damn late 70s.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think the Cleveland Steamer, I don't think it was even intentional. You know, you get a man of that age, you know, all hyped up on all the shit he's already hyped up on, plus all the vitamin V. And I think he just shit his pants. I think he just couldn't hold it back and he just shit himself. And it happened to get on Janelle, you know, hence the name Janelle the Smell.
We
know she's a bukkake queen from some of the other texts. We know she likes getting covered in man juices. So who knows? Maybe she likes getting covered in shit. I mean, I've been with chicks before. One in particular, I was just thinking about with all this stuff when I first banged her, so fucking hot. We were together for a couple years and she always wanted me to spit on her tits, smack her tits, and choke her out when I was doing her from behind. There's a lot of crazy kinky bitches out there. And if you think that there's a lot of chicks that aren't out there that aren't into this shit, pun intended, man, you're swimming in the wrong stream, brother. It goes on. It goes on all over the place. It goes on with fight promoters. I know a famous fight promoter who all the fighters were banging his girl, and he was watching. You know, of course, Jim Cornette, another one. Come on. Come on, Jimsy. Come on, Jimsy. You talk about living in a glass house. You're over there stroking the tennis racket, trying to get the boys to inseminate your heifer, Stacy. Come on, my brother. Come on, my brother. Let's be real. Let's be honest. The king don't mince words. I'm the only one who tells it like it is, brother.
That is a longstanding rumor that circulated around the wrestling business. But I want to ask you a question, King. You're a man about town. You've had a lot of rendezvous with the ladies, if you will. Has anyone ever asked you to go number two?
No, but I'll tell you a story. This goes back a long ways, and I was thinking about this, man. And I told some buddies about it at the time. When I was first in the booze business, and this goes back to like that mid-90s, we had a what we called like a crew drive. At the time, it was with Pete's Wicked Ale when they were really big. So that shows you how long ago it was. And we were all staying at – they put us up at the hotels, and we would work partner with – our distributor and someone directly from Pete's Wicked. Now, Pete's Wicked, people don't remember back in that time. Pete's Wicked was neck and neck with Sam Adams. It was before, it was when it was called Micro Brews, before the craft brew buzz. This was probably like 97. And I was paired up with this guy. He was a straight up Brooklyn boy from New York. And we were, of course, right on the Strong Island Sound. So this was at a hotel in Stamford, doing this crew drive. And I come back in the room, right? And he's like, no, don't come in yet, because he had a chick in there, right? And I'm like, okay, whatever. Yeah, I'll give this dude his space, right? So finally, when I come back in the room, I'm like, this is disgusting. What the hell? I said, what is that smell, bro? What is that smell? And that's when I first heard the term. He goes, I steamered her. I gave her the Cleveland Steamer. She loved it. And I'm like, Cleveland Steamer, you know, this was, God, how many years ago was this? Going on 30 years now, probably 26, 27 years ago. And he's like, Cleveland Steamer. So that shit, pun intended, has been around for a long time. I have known a girl, won't say her name, from Columbia, South Carolina, who was a famous hottie, Hooters hottie, who used to love for us to piss on her and piss in her mouth. So that's what I mean. There's a lot of, this is a thing, and this is the warning I have for the dudes, and I want you guys to listen. There's a lot of women who start out, that you meet them, they're these arrogant, they're super hot, and they, fellas, compliment them, well-meaning. In a well-meaning way, you know, you compliment them. But they look down on you when you compliment them. And then when you get them in the bedroom, they want to be degraded. They want to be spit on. They want to be choked. And you're like, you're fucking gorgeous. You know, we could have incredible lovemaking without this. But they love it. But then the other side of that coin is a lot of these women, when you strip it down, it's like they have multiple personalities. They're the arrogant, you know, stuck up woman. Then they're in the bedroom. They're the super kinky freak that wants to be degraded. But beneath it all, they're vindictive. They're insane. And at the end of the day, they will come get you, you know, like a woman scorned, whenever they feel scorned. And in this case, I mean, I love, have you seen Jesse on Fire? I think he's been on fire on this one.
Yeah.
He's been on, he nailed it. I think this is a setup by Ari, by the Croc. And we all know that if Pat Patterson hadn't diddled Dwayne Johnson, there would be no The Rock. I mean, you want to talk about a sick, disgusting, kinky individual. The Croc takes the cake. And it's no coincidence that this all happened with the big Netflix deal, The Rock coming in and Vince getting pushed out. I think that the $2 million, because the million was paid, was supposed to be paid by Endeavor. And I think Endeavor intentionally stopped the payments to bring this girl out of the woodwork and push Vince out. And that brings me to the whole deal with these NDAs. Vince throwing money around like water. Ridiculous. It's recalculous. The whole thing is recalculous. She was a willing participant, getting showered with gifts, cars, vacations, flowers, the whole deal.
Yeah, I want to read really quick just some of the, and I've got them here in a list, some of the gifts that she got, okay? To start with, she come in at an entry-level position, and within a year, she was promoted to a CEO position, I think it was, making $200,000 a year. So there you go. You get $125,000 bump.
It's a no-show job. I'll break it down as you say this. It's a no-show job. She just had to show up for the sex.
Yeah.
And like I said, I don't think Vince turned her out. I think she was already a kinky freak. She was introduced to Vince. She lived in his building, which is a posh penthouse. And she was along for the ride, along for the party. And I think Vince made a big mistake by hiring her and bringing her into the company. I do think he made a very big mistake in that
regard. And I want to touch on that here in a minute, but I'm going to read off some of these gifts. So clubhouse access tickets to the Belmont Stakes, WrestleMania private full-day transportation and premium tickets, $2,000 Nordstrom gift cards, massive box of Godiva chocolates, $20,000 worth of plastic surgery, paid directly to the surgeon, pearl diamond lariat necklace from a place in Greenwich, Connecticut, cashmere cardigans, cashmere scarf, cashmere fur hat. This lady apparently likes cashmere. Celine sunglasses from Nordstrom's, large bouquet of flowers weekly, 2022 430 XI BMW, $5,000 gift certificate to Landspire Spa, two private catered dinners at McMahon's condo. So that's one. Then you come back for a second one. That'll lead into what I'm going to here. Golden diamond paperclip necklace from Greenwich, Connecticut. I don't really understand that. $15,000 Bloomingdale gift cards. This is just... I want to go back here. Like any good story, King, when I have somebody on Crime and Entertainment, I say, let's start from the beginning. And we've kind of done that. This young lady lived in a high-rise plush penthouse in Connecticut. Allegedly, she was taking care of her parents who needed round-the-clock care, and they passed away. If you're living in that sort of hotel or condo or, you know, whatever you want to call it, you've got a dollar or two to your name. She's not working. She's giving round the clock care to her parents. So if both parents pass away, I mean, I'm assuming she would get some sort of an inheritance, which would be the house. So I don't really know how much she's struggling. I don't know what her, you know, explanation of struggling is. To me, it doesn't seem like she would be in that bad of shape if she's not working anyway.
No, brother. You know, Hollywood, I don't think she was struggling. Very commendable that she's taking care of her folks.
Right.
And my heart goes out to where they pass away. But this is a wealthy family. I'm from Fairfield County. That's the Golden Sound. You're talking about Greenwich, Connecticut. She probably inherited, I don't know her situation, but she probably inherited north of a couple million bucks. So I don't think she needed the job. I don't think she was starving for money, which is why I say I don't think Vince turned her out. I think she was already a kinky freak, and fine. You want to be a kinky freak? That's fine, man. You know, I done things make Sam Kinison blush. You know, I love the late A's, but you know what? Don't be a hypocrite. Don't turn around and sue the man that's showering you with gifts. I mean, there's a lot of starving people that would let Vince take a shit on them probably for $1,000, let alone $1 million. So let's get real about this. Let's not mince words here. This is an office slut. And I think we need to say that, and we need to bring back the word slut. I'm a father of a beautiful young lady in her early 20s. And if Vince had tried anything like that on her, she would take out the switchblade. She'd cut off his fucking balls and shove them down his throat. This woman was an active participant. She was going every morning to bang Vince, and then she was scheduling herself through Vince for gangbangs. She was into it. She is not a victim. And once again, it is insulting and degrading to actual victims, actual sex trafficking victims, who are piled into vans, who don't shower for weeks at a time, who are brought to various locations to bang random men. This chick was living in a posh apartment, and she was being showered with gifts by Vinnie Mac. No, she's not a victim. Office slut, yes. Con artist, yes. Victim,
Hell no.
Well, strong words there from the king. And I want to highlight something you said. Now, granted, I don't really know exactly where I'm landing on the fence on all this, but one thing I'm going to say, if you meet Vince, she met Vince, I guess through the apartment manager or something like that. He introduced her. So she gets introduced. Allegedly, the first meeting takes place at his condo where he allegedly rubs on her leg a little bit. And
sniffs. He's in his underwear. He's in his tidy whiteies.
And sniffs
when they first met.
So if you're meeting this guy for the first time and he's doing some inappropriate touching, and I'm going to say I might not put that by Vince. I might not put that by him at all. I damn sure don't put it by him to be in his underwear. We know what kind of underwear he has. As a youth, everybody's seen the Kiss My Ass Club. We know Vince likes those tight briefs. So if you get this on your very first encounter with Vince McMahon, I would like to think this young lady would have been able to say, you know, if this is happening on a meeting and I'm not even an employee yet, what would happen if I'm actually a full-time employee under his power? So at that point, you can't look at it as this lady's got a 20-year career with WWE and Vince says, hey, I want you to goddammit do this. And if she says no, her career's over. She hasn't even been an employee yet. So if she could tell Vince to go fuck himself right there and be out of nothing,
that's exactly what I mean. And that's why it's insulting to women. Janelle, the smell is insulting to women because the overwhelming majority of women are not going to go to work for a company where a guy meets him in his tidy whiteies and it's clear what your role in the company is going to be. Like I said, she's a kinky freak and she was into it. That's fine. I don't judge you. I don't want to read these text messages. It's none of our damn business. But now everybody wants to know what everyone else is doing. And that's the other thing, man. I've already been contacted to run some girls from WWE to the attorneys. I'm not going to name the group, but I've already been contacted by I'm very powerful in the world of law. That's why I know where the bodies are buried. I know how this shit works. And there's blood in the waters and these scumbag piranhas are going to start feasting on it. They see all the money that Endeavor has and it is going to have, they're going to start coming out of the woodworks. These WWF women are going to say that they were victims. You already see it from Tori Wilson claiming that she felt like she was violated being in a bikini. She's been in a bikini her whole career. She was a fucking bikini. She was a bikini model and bikini contestant. This is all a bunch of bullshit. These women are not victims, and they're insulting and degrading to females in general that we even give them. And it's disgusting. Our court system, it's sickening. These piranhas, these attorneys that smell blood in this. This shit, pun intended, clogging up our court system is an affront to real victims, real sex trafficking victims, and real rape victims.
No, I agree with that because this just doesn't sound like you said, a sex trafficking thing. The text messages that were leaked, and if anybody wants to go find them, all it would take is a quick Google search to pull it up. You don't really see a lot of resistance in these text messages, which is what blows my mind.
Not at all. Of course not. She's totally into it, man. It's like my texts with Flair. You know, when the whole scandal happened with me and Flair, when I stole Wendy and I gave him back to her because she was two cup sizes too small and 40 years too old for this king. Woo! This is just the same, like the sex videos I was sending Flair that he loved to look at. And then when he got caught from Wendy looking at his phone, this is no different. That brings me to the whole Brock Lesnar deal. Brock shouldn't have even gotten caught up in this. Vince wanted to re-sign Brock. So he's like, we got this piece of ass, this office slut. Hey, Brock, like any guy you like to see videos, I'll send you some private videos of her, whatever. Brock didn't do a damn thing. And this chick was being passed around the office, which is going to make it more and more difficult for that office because it's not Vince. He was being passed around to everybody. You see the studio, the truck, are they going to fire everybody from the production crew that was watching her dildo herself and watching her sex videos? They were all banging her. Vince was making appointments for them to bang her. She was an office slut.
Well, if all this was happening, creative was involved. You can definitely see why WWE has suffered the last few years. They had other things on their mind, by God, that was going on during working hours. So that really has made the product suffer. I did want to get into one thing. Allegedly, this young lady met up with some of Vince's sex toys.
Whom
were categorized. You should name them after
the imagine how painful the Razor Ramon would be.
They were categorized not only by ethnicity, but also by wrestlers' names. Now, King, if I got to say right now, if one of those sex objects was not named the Big Show, then I lose all faith in Vince McMahon's creativity. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I actually think it was the other way around. I think it was sexual chocolate, the Big Show.
Yeah.
I think Vince was actually naming the wrestlers after his sex toys, not the other way around.
Well, that's very possible. What are some of the other names? What, is one of them Shawn Michaels or some variant, the HBK? One of them's got to be HBK.
You got to have HBK. You got to have sexual chocolate.
Sexual
chocolate might tie in with the old Cleveland Steamer that we know Janelle the Smell loved.
Now, the other guys involved, they don't really say a ton of names. They do say a physical therapist, but no name attached to that. There is links to a UFC superstar that they were trying to
Brock,
woo back
like
over.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, that's, you know, plainly that's got to be Brock. There's no other UFC superstar they were trying to
woo. And Laurinaitis is the big one.
Laurinaitis is named in the indictment. He had already resigned when the first allegations came out a while back with the hush money payments. But the thing about me on this, and this is a separate issue, correct me if I'm wrong, he's married to the Bella Twins' mother.
Yes, he is. He's married to, and I know Nicole. You know, I've talked in the past that I taught her how to do promos down at the old Championship Wrestling, Florida Championship Wrestling territory when she was really shy and I did the Sheik gimmick. And now they're saying that they're throwing Laurinaitis under the bus. And I saw Hannibal's thing was that Laurinaitis' attorney is saying he's the victim now. He was a victim. Nobody's really a victim in this. And that's the thing. I mean, we have to raise our children, sons and daughters, to take responsibility for themselves. I'm no feminist, but isn't it an affront to the feminist movement for a woman to act like a little girl, like she got caught up in this when she was clearly consensually involved? It's disgusting. I mean, it's like, oh, now I'm just a little girl. You know, I'm just a little girl. No. Like I said, Janelle, you have no chance in hell.
I think one of the biggest knocks on Laurinaitis is, I guess, why a lot of this was supposed to be going on. His wife was battling cancer at the same time.
Yeah, horrible stuff. But you know what? I mean, this is personal stuff. This is dirty laundry. These are private text messages.
Yeah, everybody wants to go off and give their 2 cents, like you said, on these text messages. They are private. If everybody's text messages was leaked when they're talking with somebody they're comfortable with, I'm sure they would be maybe not as deep here, but just as deep. And that's another thing I want to talk about real quick before we wrap this up. The text messages from Vince. All right. I picture Vince as this very, you know, well-mannered, not necessarily well-mannered, but well-kept businessman, three-piece suit, nice hair. When he goes in a room, God damn it, people, listen. He's typing like a fucking kid that just learned cuss words. Instead
you know,
of yours, you are. I mean, what is, I don't understand. If anything, I question the Vince part of these text messages, not the woman.
Yeah. You know, it's funny though, Hollywood, you know, if you look at Bravo, you know, I was featured on Bravo Films in the Baroni documentary. We talked about that right. Last time I was on. Bravo put out an interesting video about Trend. And that's a type of steroid. It's Trenabol.
Right.
And how that can make you turn you into a sexual beast and fuck with your mind. So, I mean, I'll tell you, man, I think Vince has been hopped up on a ton of shit. And on top of that, you know, you add in heavy doses of vitamin V at his age and he's totally hyped up. He's like, let's go. And he's excited. He's having fun. He's having a ball. And every, you know, when it's all consensual and everyone agrees to it, I'll tell you, I don't want another cock in the room. You know, right. I mean, if I'm having a threesome, it's going to be with two ladies or three ladies. I can't stand it. I just can't. Even if it's a fucking cuck like Jim Cornette, you know, is stroking his tennis racket in the corner. You know, I lose the bone. I'm not into that. But a couple chicks. Yeah, for sure. But, you know, a lot of guys are fine with that, with another rooster in the room, you know. And like I've said before, I don't care where Vince McMahon shoots his sherbet or what he's doing or who he's crapping on. You know, that's his business, man. If it's all consensual, Vince could never go to the office girl in Stamford, Connecticut, in WWF, who he knows is buttoned up, and come up to her and say, "I need you to be over at my house at 6 a.m. We're going to have a foursome. We're going to have Laurinaitis, and I've got a goat over there that I want to introduce you to. He's my new pet goat." You know, you can't do that kind of shit to a normal woman in the office. That's why for our daughters, for the women in our lives, we want to teach them to be women. This is not a lady, Janelle the smell, Janelle Bukkake Grant. She's the office slut, and you're always going to have girls that want to do wild shit like this, which is fine. Some of them, maybe they're going through a phase and they can get wifeyed up, you know, and when they get older and turn, you know, turn a hoe into a housewife. That might happen too. What the hell, you know? But it's disgusting to me when people who are willing participants want to cry and act like victims. And it's sickening to me that we have these piranha attorneys that when they smell blood and court systems where a woman like Janelle the smell can get away with this bullshit, shit, pun intended, shit.
So you're saying that Vincent Kennedy McMahon offered the king, we'll say $500,000, and he got to sit in his condo and watch the king take Miss Janelle to court, if you will. You could not do that with another man in the room. That's not going to allow you to perform.
I didn't say that. I mean, you know, I'm an older guy, and they got the vitamins for that now that can help you in those kind of situations to stay on.
But him in the room, though. But him in the room throws you off.
That's what I'm saying. It would throw me off. Okay. But, you know, if I had a little vitamin C, which the king prefers the C to the vitamin V, you know, hell, I think I could do it. I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't touch her with I wouldn't touch her with Jim Cornette's tennis racket at this point. Word. Now, with what I know about her. But yeah, I mean, if that was the situation, I would tell her that my name was Ramon Rodriguez or something. I wouldn't give my real name because, you know how this vindictive woman is. But I'd be down for it. She looks like, and that's the thing, she looks like a good looking woman. And the thing is, she just ruined her own life because no man's ever going to trust her again. No man is. Let's be honest in bro speak here and not mince words. No man is ever going to want to touch this woman or be around this woman after she's shown her true colors.
Yeah. And that's another thing too. Like she details a threesome that she had with Laurinaitis and Vince in the office at headquarters. So if you're having a threesome, and I just can only imagine, I don't have a desire to see Vince McMahon having sex, especially at this age, but I can only imagine if I'm a fly on the wall, as loud as he is at entertainment, I'd imagine he's equally as loud when something like that's going on. And apparently there's a part of it when they're saying no means yes and take it, bitch. I would imagine.
Take it, but bitch. That just shows. So again, let's break it down. Though,
but wait a minute. Hold on one second. I want to finish.
Yeah.
That can't be said. I can hear Vince saying that just like we just said it. There's no way people are not hearing that outside. So if that's the case, the whole fucking office needs to be indicted for hearing this shit and not saying anything about it. Why just these two? The whole fucking office, the copy boy down the street, heard you yelling, heard Vince saying, "God damn it, take it."
Yeah, I mean, I think people just need to mind their own business. You know, it sounds like a lot of fun to me, you know, and in Vince's case, you know, shit, he's having a good time. I mean, God bless him. He's in his 70s, for Christ's sake. Yeah. There's not a lot of guys that can get that boat to float at all at that age, oh, you know, no. Let alone, you know, be doing it. And I don't like other roosters in the room, but if you're into that sort of thing, I'm a dude that says, just do your thing, man. Just do your thing. I just know there's a lot of women that like to be degraded. There's a lot of women that have rape fantasies. I mean, if they're fucking, you got to keep putting it in context.
Right.
It's not like that they just grabbed a girl from her cubicle who they'd never been with before and took her in an office and they're screaming for her to take it. This is a girl that they're banging on a daily basis. She was talking about how her snizach was all sore from all the dildos she had to take. Yeah. Then she's doing videos. You know, he Vince, I'll tell you what, man, Vince put her to work for sure. This was all consensual stuff. This is a chick that's into that kind of thing. And let's be honest and let's call the kettle black. Let's not mince words. And to all these pro wrestling Nancy boys, the Jeff Jarrett's, the Jim Cornette's, the Eric Bischoff's. I called all of y'all out. I mean, I'll do a Harper Valley PTA remake song, like I said, for Vince. I mean, you all are hypocrites with the shit you've done. And look, we have to stop tearing each other down, you know, as people, man. And we also have to live and let live, man. If people are into that kind of thing, if they want to, you know, smear feces all over themselves, you know, hey, you know, go for it if that's the kind of shit you're into. But at the end of the day, man, this was all consensual. You know, Helen Keller could see through this shit.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, I think it's going to be interesting how this plays out. Vince did put out a response to it. I think it's going to be interesting. And I do think that there's a lot of people that's probably done just as bad, if not worse, that are passing judgment on old Vinnie Mac.
And that's your private life. I mean, whatever happened, Hollywood, to have your private life, man. You know, it's this. And I think that this world now of social media plays into it, where people want to know what everybody's doing, man. It's like, you know, and that's why I always say, one of the things I always tell people is, don't tell people what you're doing, man.
Yeah.
What you're doing, who you're doing, what you're doing or who you're doing, man. Cause what you're doing and who you're doing is your own business, man. And, I mean, God, I could tell you, going back to fucking when I was in my 20s, Governor Roland, I knew some of the shit that we used to do private wine tastings for him. You know, he and his wife were into the swinging scene, and it was fun, man. I mean, I got laid off of that from a chick that was into it with them. So like I said, I've done things make Sam Kinison blush, brother. And Vince McMahon, you know, he's a wild man, but he is the man who created the world that we know now, that took pro wrestling and made it a national brand. And to me, he's still the man. I say cheers to you, Vince. Cheers to you, my brother.
Well, one thing I did want to elaborate on, and we'll wrap this up. You mentioned earlier the push that DDP was getting in WCW. He was pushing 40. That's quite old to have a push in professional wrestling. That's kind of old to be in any professional sport. But yet he did get a rise around his 40s. You're saying that could have possibly been because of some holy matrimony.
I know it was, because I did a book with Stephanie Bellers, Gorgeous George, legend from the punk rock world with the Misfits and with the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Yeah.
And it's in the manuscript of our book. She's had some issues and moved around a lot, and we never actually published it, but it's in the manuscript. And she told me all the stories of when she was with Macho Man at Eric's house. And it was known that Sleazy E was swinging, him and his wife were swinging. And the guys who were down to swing with him got the push. That's what got DDP that push. And the Macho Man wasn't into it. He made a move with the house on Stephanie. It got real hairy, got real dicey. Macho Man started to get physical on Sleazy E, and they left the house, and it cost him his career, his future in WCW. See, that's a different story, man. When it's going to cost you your career and cost and change what the fans see, to me, that's a lot worse than just knocking out an office slut and passing her around, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So Eazy-E was getting a little piece of Kimberly.
Yeah, the sleazy was getting a piece of that nice Kimberly Payne, which she was a phenomenal piece of ass. Remember her in 40-year-old virgin too, yeah. And she was in Penthouse. Yeah, great. Let's be honest, man, bro. This is pro wrestling. It goes back to the sleazy carny days. You know, it's not. This isn't fucking romper room, man. It's a wild industry. It's like it's similar to when you cover the Cosa Nostra stuff. Right. Let's not sugar. Code it and pretend as soon as something like this happens, everybody has to pretend like they're a fucking choir boy. Right. And the worst thing to me is hypocrites that turn on people who made your career. You know, Pete, these scum, like I'll name Jarrett, Cornette, and Bischoff as three of those guys, but they're all coming out like, if you watch these pro wrestling podcasts, they're hilarious. I mean, the shit that these guys were doing in their own life, and they're all acting like it's like they're in the preschool now. I mean, they're such fucking hypocrites. And one thing about the King, brother, you know me, brother. I tell it like it is, like Jesse the Body.
Jesse the Body Ventura. I don't even want to go what stories that my band might know from back in the day in the late 80s. Well, King, I wanted to get your take on this. I'm glad you come in and give your two cents. Definitely a different perspective than some that's going around. But at the end of the day, nobody really knows what was going on in those rooms and those offices and Vince McMahon's condo and their minds. Like you said, that was private. It's now made public. And it's all made public now because the payments didn't come. Let's remember that. Money drove this decision. Absolutely.
You always have to follow the money, no yeah. matter what it is. And like I said, I've already been contacted to run some of these WWF girls and WWE girls. And these girls are going to start coming out of the woodwork. It's like Cosby, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm a fan of Cosby, and a lot of people aren't. But I think it's like it goes like this. When you have a powerful dude, say you got a fucking dude that you know could fuck shit up. You know, say the fucking Granimal, the King in his prime, you know, nobody's going to fuck me. I'll beat you to death in the street. But if I got batted and I was on the ground, everybody would surround me and kick me. That's how it was with Cosby. That's how it is with Vince. But you ain't going to see the King do that because I'm a loyal friend. I'm a loyal friend. And also I see through the bullshit with these hypocrites, man.
All righty. Well, that'll do it for today's episode of Crime and Entertainment. Giving our two cents here on Vincent Kennedy McMahon. King, always a pleasure to have you on, my brother.
Thank you, brother. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that will do it for today's episode. Again, please let us know what you think about these allegations on old Vince. I myself think that Miss Janelle was quite the participant in this. I'm sorry. It may be against what some of you are believing here, but I just can't see that when you go on a first even talk, it's not even really a job interview, just a talking, a feeling out process, if you will. And she got felt up in this feeling out process, yet chose to keep coming back multiple times, staying with us. I mean, at some point, you know, if you keep touching the stove and it keeps burning you, you can't blame the stove. You've got to have better sense. Okay. And I think that's what's happened here. And I think when the hush money got found out, it maybe wasn't even her that was found out about, but when she thought it might come crashing down, she wanted her money. And maybe at that time, Vince couldn't keep paying. You know, I don't know. I just don't think it was quite as what she's making it out to be. And if it was, you know, she's definitely getting compensated. So she's not saying anything. So is it okay as long as she's getting gifts, or when the gifts stop, it's a problem? Because otherwise, that's a business transaction. She's trading sex for gifts, and that's something totally different. So let us know what you think in the comments below. Please like, share, subscribe, hit the notification bell. That way you get notified every time we drop a video. And also on the audio side of things, folks, we're on all your major audio podcast platforms. Please like, rate, review, leave a comment. It helps drive us up the charts. And as always, we're on all the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Please give us a like, share on there. That really helps drive us up the show by sharing it on that platform. Doesn't cost you a dime. Really helps us out. That will do it for today's episode on Crime and Entertainment. I'm Hollywood Wade. That was the King of Connecticut. See you next week.